finally, in heaven everyone is doing the will of God and doing God's will in heaven. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 qualities of how the saints in heaven are doing God's will. They are doing God's will in heaven generously. They give themselves to the will of God. In heaven, everyone does God's will selflessly. There was such a thing as, what shall I call it? Charity, which is good business. If you love people, well, humanly speaking, you can expect them to love you in return. To love and to give ourselves and do God's will selflessly. Thirdly, in heaven, God's will is being done cooperatively. And that's the way we should do God's will on earth. Cooperate. And as by now we all know, it is not easy to cooperate with some people. We must want to do God's will, knowing. Can you imagine a religious community surviving, I don't say for a year, but for 1 week, if there was no cooperation? You get up in the morning, pardon me, the bell rings. I get up, others don't get up. Time for breakfast. Somebody has to cook the breakfast. Our work of the apostles must be done cooperatively. And one of the hardest tasks in life is to cooperate in doing what we are told to do, whereas we don't like to do what we are told to do. But somebody has to. Somebody must cook the meals. Somebody must, well, take care of the secretarial work. The last thing on earth somebody is expected, oh no, to answer letters. In other words, each one must do his and for you her part. God's will is being done in heaven constantly. There are no vacations from doing God's will in heaven. God's will in heaven is being done, period, without envy. This is the hardest virtue to practice in the religious life. What's the opposite of envy? What else but charity? See if you can find a copy of the letter of Saint Clement the First Pope. His letter to the Corinthians, date 90 A.D. Saint Clement wrote to the Corinthians, I repeat, 90 A.D. Because among the Corinthians, they envied one another. the laity envy the priests. The priests envy the bishop. What is envy? Envy is the sadness we feel when someone succeeds where we have failed, or where someone has what we lack. One of the first things we find out when we enter the community is, oh no, oh yes. Those who enter the community with us, we find out very soon, some are smarter than we are. Some are stronger than we are. And the hardest thing in the world to find out that some members of the community are holier than we are. Father, you mean we are tempted to envy another person's holiness? Yes, my dear sisters. I like to tell this story. In the novitiate, there were 6 novices to a room. He had 1 hour of meditation. After getting up, making a visit to chapel. During the hour's meditation, one novice appointed for this purpose would come in, just open the door, and look over the 6 novices. There were different postures in which the novices could be. Remember, this was 1 hour meditation. Some could be sitting, no problem. Some could be standing, no problem. Some could be kneeling, no problem. And some had their heads down, sleeping during meditation. The visitor had marked down, novice number 2 was sleeping during meditation. You're called in by the novice master. You won't believe it. You were called carissime in Latin, which means dearest. He came into the novice master. Carissime, are you well? Yes, Father. Well, you were sleeping during your meditation. Well, here's the story. One of our fellow novices, his name was Delmar, first name. He called him Del. Del could stand erect, eyes closed, fast asleep. He was never called in by the novice master. We asked him, Del, how do you do it? He told us, it's a gift. I must say we envied him. In heaven, question, is everyone in heaven equally happy? No two saints or angels in heaven are equally happy. You mean it? I sure do. And there's no envy. In fact, the secret is to be more happy because someone has what you lack.